Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back. We got a hot seat coming up in a little while. A real dramatic information out, Ben Simmons and social media. He has gone cold. He is ghosting the world.
But first,
before I bring this gentleman on, I hope every one of us realizes how lucky we are to have two of the great play-by-play broadcasters in the world doing our baseball game. Tom McCarthy on television and the inimitable Scott Fransky on radio. And I just wanted to play some for y'all because I was watching this game Saturday night and I did not hear them initially. But it was Scott Fransky in L.A. Odubel Herrera's at the plate. They're down 7-6. The tying run is on first base and the winning run, Herrera, is at the plate. Let's listen to Scott and L.A. work together.
And Odubel Herrera will be the batter. And he represents the winning run. Odubel is swinging a miss at a ball nearly in the dirt. First pitch slider, and a little over-anxious.
At what point did he think that ball was going to be a strike?
Swinging a miss, another slider. And
bounced on the plate. I mean, why would you even come close to throwing a strike?
Swinging a miss, slider in the dirt. And the ball game is over.
On the line with us, he's so good. And with L.A., he's next level. The great Scott Fransky. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Scott, is there a lot of body language going on in a sequence like that with you in L.A.? Because it sounds so perfect.
I'd say there probably is. Sure. Usually it involves – I mean, I'm trying to keep my eyes on the field, but I would – I don't want to miss out, so I have to peek over to my left and see what he's reacting to.
I know he's frustrated with Odubel. Are you? Because you don't express it quite the same way L.A. does. I'm just wondering what's going through your mind when you're watching that.
I don't know. It's not – there's no surprise here. the guy had a really good game, and he had a terrible at-bat at the end, right? So – but that's kind of him, and that's sort of what you live with. And I think Rob Thompson – believes in him in spots and likes him in certain matchups. And, but I don't think there's any, delusions of what he is or isn't. Because we've watched it for many, many years now. So,
yeah, that's what's been bothering me. We're still watching it, but that's, that's me. Scott, what do you make of this team this year? It's fascinating. They're obviously a lot better under Thompson. Do you think they're a playoff team?
I don't know. I mean, the Harper thing obviously really, really hurts. And, if the two bats in the middle, and this is not any new ground for anybody, but if JT and Castellanos aren't producing like they have with their track records, then it's going to be really tough to hang in the race, until Harper comes back. They've got to have some, because again, Schwarber was out of this world in June. I don't know what it'll be in July or August. I mean, maybe he'll be just as good. Maybe he'll be, kind of career norms. I don't know. Hoskins the same way. You know, he's he's super hot right now. He's a lot of fun to watch right now. But, you know, we know Reese, and he can have ups and downs. So they all can. I mean, that's the way it is. And if they don't get the two guys in the middle to kind of pick up some slack, I think it might be difficult to hang in the race. But, you know, again, I didn't think this team was fundamentally all that much different, you know, pre-Thompson and post-Rob Thompson. And
yeah.
They're obviously playing a lot better. So maybe there's something in the water now. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely – it's fun to watch. I am watching.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what challenges you face with these games like Saturday night, 4 hours. Is that more challenging for you? Is there more time you have to fill? Tell me what that's like for you, Scott.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, just time-wise, if it's longer, there's more to fill. But on the other hand, if there's a lot going on, then that helps fill the time itself. It's the games where nothing's happening, you know, where nobody's on base or, you know, I think I saw a number there the other day that the average baseball game, you're waiting over 3.5 to 4 minutes for a batted ball on average.
Wow.
Like a ball event in play. And I don't mean a hit. I mean just a ball in play. And so that's the challenge when games are like that, when there's just nothing happening. You know, those are the challenges.
But, do you think the pendulum will go back? Like, are we at the max on the analytics era where so many people are going with deeper counts and so few balls in play? Do you think it'll swing back, Scott?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the only thing that can fundamentally change where we're going is some different application of the strike zone to force guys either to swing the bat or, you know, or allow pitchers, you know, They're talking about the automated strike zone, and in theory, it would be a little bit wider strike zone. And that might help pitchers, you know, find the zone a little bit more, force hitters to swing the bat a little bit more, perhaps. I don't know, but, there's so many things that you think about, and you're like, well, what would this do to the game if you had the automated strike zone and it was a little bit wider? Would that speed it up or slow it down? Would it make it better or worse? We don't really know until we see it in practice, so... but I think that may be the one thing that's really going to fundamentally change things.
Scott, here's the thing I don't get. I don't understand it. I'm hoping you could explain it to me. The Cardinals are parading out all these relief pitchers, and they're all registering 100. They got at least 4 guys who do that. Scott, how are you supposed to hit that? I don't understand where these guys came from. Does it make sense to you? Everybody could throw that hard now?
Yeah, well, the ones that don't make sense to me are the ones that can throw that hard and know where it's going.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they don't all. You guys talk to Ben Davis all the time. And I bring up Ben because Ben still is involved with teaching young kids to play baseball. Not only his own sons, but... you know, kids around the area. And he will talk about it all the time where kids are like, hey, look what I did on the radar gun. That's great, Johnny, but it's nowhere near the strike zone, right? But that's how we've conditioned everybody. We're like, we want everybody to throw harder and harder and harder. You know, Wainwright's won 6 games this year. Wainwright's still a pretty good pitcher. And he throws 91. You know what I mean? Because he knows how to pitch. And he knows how to compete. And he's not throwing to a radar gun in a vacuum. He's throwing to a hitter. And he's trying to get a hitter out. And you know, I think, if anything, that's the thing that analytics has missed. For me, this is my opinion. I mean, anything that analytics has missed is the idea that it's a batter versus a pitcher. And there's a way to win that at bat for the pitcher and for the batter. And you got to find a way to do that. And the only way you do that is by competing against one another. You don't learn that in the cage. You learn swing mechanics in the cage. You know, you learn pitch mechanics in the pen. But to learn how to compete and win, you do that in the game. And I think that's the thing that's, you know, kind of been lost with analytics.
The chess match. I agree with you. It's so much fun to watch two guys strategizing. Scott, I have to bring this up only because I made a big thing of it last week. You're working with Michael Bourne. He's brand new in the booth, and he's screaming when you're making home run calls. How do you feel about it? Do you say something? Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I don't really say anything to those guys. The only thing I've ever told any of them was, it's not my call. It's our call. And if you feel like you have something to add to the call, go for it. That's wow. Kind of the thing that I've talked about. I mean, I'll bring up one call in particular, and it's the one that people ask about me bring up to me the most, and that's the Jimmy Rollins, you know, the walk-off over Broxton in the playoffs. And Larry's hooting and hollering the whole time. To me, helps make the call what it is.
Wow.
Bryce Harper's walk-off slam against Chicago. And what was it? Crux said, oh, gosh, or whatever, right? That helps make the call to me. So I've always said, if you have something to add, go ahead and add it.
All right, hold on, Scott. We got this.
Yeah.
I got to hear it now because I'm probably a hypocrite in saying I didn't like what Bourne did. Let's hear this call that Scott's talking about.
Swing and a drive, right center field. This one is falling. It's a base hit. It'll go up the alley. Rutland will score. Ruiz around third. He is being waved home. The Phillies have won the ball game. Ruiz
yes.
slides. Rollins has won it. They stream out of the dugout.
Yeah.
Rollins ball
yeah.
near third. This game is over as the Phillies Woo. Strike again with two outs in the ninth inning, and they have a 3-1 lead.
Scott, you know, I just got to say.
You pantsed him.
You are freaking great, man. That was such a great call. But it didn't seem like it intruded. It seemed like it flavored it. Yeah, I don't know. What do I know?
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I totally understand what you're saying. I totally
right.
understand what you're saying. And, but I think that example may be, that's what I'm talking about. If they feel that, if they want to interject, if they've got something to say, I just try to encourage them to say it. I'm not there to necessarily tell them how to do their job, because I think what I've working with so many different guys, the one thing I've tried to do with them is let them be themselves. There's not many games for each of them, and it's hard. This is really hard to find your voice and your personality in such a short time. So I've just tried to encourage them to do it.
That's
be
great.
Themselves and see what comes out.
I'm just thrilled I don't have to do it, Scott, because that's not.
Well, you know, I asked you a few weeks ago, and you kind of brushed it aside about coming on, because I think before you leave the airwaves, this is one thing you need to try.
In what and role? What would the role be?
To do play by play.
Play by play? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Were you sitting there?
Yeah, but you would handle it, and Larry would talk over your calls.
No, hold on. Scott, no, I don't know this play-by-play, but what if let's say Odubel's coming up, right, Scott?
Yeah.
I don't like him, right? Can I interject my negative feelings toward him in a game that is being broadcast on behalf of the Phillies? Wouldn't that be a bad thing to hear?
I would think you would try a more nuanced approach.
Make him the analyst.
Al, he thinks I can go
nuanced. Yeah.
All right, how much? Wait on. Just like one batter, Scott? One batter.
Well, I don't know. If it's really terrible, maybe we'll cut it off, but... Why wouldn't you try? I mean, I'm
right.
offering you the chance to try,
right.
you know, whatever. Let's do an inning.
Who's in the booth with me? You and who else?
I'll be in there, and we'll do it on a weekend when Larry's there.
Yes. If LA's there, because you guys, you will rescue
me. The weekend after the All-Star break. The
mm-hmm.
next home.
All right, July 24th, 12:05 start.
Go for it. Let's do it.
Early inning. I don't like to stay
LA doesn't
late.
Doesn't like to get there early anyway.
No,
so
Scott,
why don't
you it would have to be one of the first three or four innings.
Because you can't stay for a whole game?
I don't think so. Some of them run 4 hours, Scott. That's too much time for me.
All right. Well, let's try the third inning.
Third inning, Sunday, July 24th. Scott Fransky, Larry Anderson, and me using a more nuanced approach.
Yeah.
It's a deal. Scott, I'm in.
All right. I like it.
I'm in. I'm in.
Right.
But I'm warning you now. Everyone will sound better once I do an inning.
That's kind of my plan.
Scott, you're awesome, man. Look forward to it.
All right. I do, too. It'll be great.
Scott Fransky. And Cindy Webster put this together. Cindy, am I being led to slaughter here? Is that what's going on?
Possibly. And guess what else is happening that day?
What else?
You're going to throw out the first pitch.
What?
Yep.
Oh, no. I didn't know this.
Yes, you are. Yep.
I'm going to throw out the pitch.
You are.
You're going to get booed.
You won't need a catcher.
No, wait. Will I get booed?
Probably.
Awkward. Al, do you
read? Sorry, I had to spring it on
you. Do you want to know something else?
I need you to work with me here.
I'm off that day.
No.
It's a Sunday.
I think I got mass.
I got to prep for a week.
We're going to practice your
noon
mass. Pitching. We'll practice
I got to practice my throwing.
Yeah, you do.
No, they'll move you up.
No, they won't. I don't want to move up.
Oh, they move you up.
Miles Teller recently went there
right,
and threw a strike from the rubber.
He's like 28. Well,
he's like a young man.
And like an athlete.
An athlete.
No, I have to throw a strike.
Underhand.
No. I'll get ripped for that. Yeah. No.
Do you know it's a national game tonight?
No, it is not.
It's on the Peacock Network.
It's on the so, good. No one will hear. Oh,
yes,
everyone will hear.
Everyone's going to hear you. It's going to be the most listened to
it.
Game. Yes. They're
all
not right. going to tune in. This
Hold
is like
on.
The biggest
Cindy,
radio audience of the year.
Get me tutors.
Okay.
I need a play-by-play tutor.
Okay.
I need a color analyst tutor. Jonesy will do that.
Okay.
And then I'm going to need
a pitching
tutor.
All right.
Yeah.
Get me tutor.
How about we get Ben Davis to help you?
There you go.
I
yes,
like
that's
it.
That's good.
Ben Davis is exactly who
Maybe
I want.
Maybe he'll catch
we
for
should
you.
See if
that's
he'll
a
catch.
Great win, Rhea.
Yeah.
You can
throw
yeah,
it
Ben
a handsome
can catch
man.
That day.
No, I have to work on my pitching with Ben Davis prior to that
but
event.
Ben's looks will it. Make you nervous, though.
And he'll have a gun pointed at you.
Tell him to wear his mask.
No, radar.
He's got to
yes.
wear his mask.
No,
that,
radar
not
gun.
The other gun. No, he has other guns, Al. Al, I do not want a rifle.
And if you believe it's a radar gun, good on you.
No. All right, we'll do this. Cindy, get
to
work.
By the way, 50 listeners are going to come as well.
What?
25 pair of tickets we're giving away. And they're going to get to eat at Liberty Landing, which is the old Harry the Cage,
no!
with you.
For
yes.
free?
Yes.
They're going to eat for free?
Well, we're going to put out a whole spread, so.
All right.
Kevin Tedesco
good.
At Aramark, yes.
Yeah, you are amazing, Cindy. Thank you. Now, please, Al, I don't want to look foolish.
Right. Well, you can forget that.
On radio, you won't look foolish, but when you're throwing out the first pitch, you will, for sure. There will be a camera on you as well.
Yep.
I'm gonna come across stupid.
Yes. Yeah. You will.
215.
So is everyone who meets you.
Especially with Odubel catching.
Oh yeah. Oh no. Wait a minute. I cannot go on the field with Odubel. That would not be good. Odubel's behind the plate.
Do that, Cindy. Get Odubel to go behind
and
the plate.
And I throw it in the dirt
You'll
and
have
tries
to
swing
him.
At it.
Show him where the plate is so he can sit behind it.
215. Shut up, Judge. 215-592-9494. We're going up in space, Al. Then we're going on a hot seat when we come back. WIP Sports Time 918.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.